And my guest this morning is Thomas Awiapo. Thomas grew up in Ghana, and he currently is working with Catholic Relief Services in Ghana. And Thomas is here to tell us about his work and his life. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Thank you for this great opportunity to share my story and the work of Catholic Relief Services in Ghana and around the world.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you here. Yeah. First of all, tell us about yourself and about share with us your story of growing up in Ghana.
Well, Ghana is a small little country in the western part of Africa, and I come from just one of those small little villages in Ghana, in the way up north and the middle of nowhere. Now, growing up in a little village, I grew up in a village where I've never seen electricity while growing up as a child in that village. Thank God we had the moonlight. It's a beautiful experience to have the moonlight at night where you can tell stories, play the drums and dance and have fun.
Wow.
It was fun growing up in a little village where we had no access to clean, fresh, running water that flows from a tap, just at a little twist of a knob, as I see here around, lots of water everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just with a little twist to a knob, and it's beautiful. The only water I saw growing up was water from a river. Sometimes we had to walk many miles to get it, with lots of germs. And the only luck was that sometimes, you know, those germs were friendly to us because we are familiar with one another. You know, I'm sure if you find yourself in Ghana, the first advice usually they'll give you, don't you dare touch that water. The germs don't know you. You can get into serious trouble. Mm. But, you know, I tell people, just thank God for the gift of clean water out here. You don't have to worry about that.
Simple things like electricity and clean water that Americans take for granted are things that in places like Ghana and many other places
and
around the world.
Many other places around the world, it's hard to come by.
Yes.
You know? You know, there are many lives being lost around the world all the time from drinking unsafe water all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you should thank God for the gift of clean water around you everywhere. Yeah. But while growing up as a child in Ghana, the other hardship I experienced was the fact that I lost both of my parents while I was still a child. Mm. I grew up all my life not knowing what it means to have parents. And I understand it's a beautiful experience to make growing up with mom and dad by you. Mm-hmm. But that's an experience I missed a lot. My parents died when I was little. And, you know, I tell the kids as I go around the schools, I tell them to really thank God for the gift of parents. It, you know, it's the greatest gift any child can ever have growing up in life. And you know, sometimes you don't realize the value of parents until you don't have them. And I there are moments I have cried and wished I had one. Mm-hmm. So I tell the kids and everybody else who have parents to really thank God every day for the gift of parents and cherish them, love them, and pray for them and thank God for that. And when my parents died, we were four little boys, and we suffered a lot. Mm-hmm. Hungry kids all the time. We're always hungry kids. There were moments we always cried for food. We fought one another for food. And unfortunately, like, we're all seriously malnourished. And I saw my siblings die one after the other because we're so malnourished they couldn't stand it. Mm. We had so little to eat. Two of my siblings died. Two of us were left. My older brother couldn't take the misery, the struggle. So he just disappeared from the village. It's been 35 years now. I've never seen him. I haven't heard of him, tried to look for him, but I never found him yet. You know, one little boy said to me, "You haven't seen your brother in 35 years." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "You know, I know what to do." And I asked him what he was going to do. He said, "You know, I can Google him up for you."
That's funny.
But, you know, that was cute. You know, I gave him the name, and they said, "Give me his name." I gave all those details. I'm still waiting for results. But that was cute of that little boy. Yeah. You know, but I stayed in the village, and that's when I encountered CRS. Catholic Relief Services came to the village. I was not Catholic at that point, but Catholic Relief Services still came into that village, and they built a beautiful school. They wanted me to go to school, but I didn't like school. I just hated school. Mm-hmm. The reason, my parents have never been to school. There's nobody in my family who has been to school. So I didn't know what benefits I would harvest by going to school. So I didn't like it. going to school was certainly not something on my agenda. But you see, they still built the school, and what they did was that they tricked me into going to that school. And the trick was that Catholic Relief Services made sure every single morning they provided just a little snack in that school and a hot lunch for any child in that village who came there. And I think that was a trick that worked for me. I went to the school not because I wanted it. I wanted to go to school, but I went there because it was the only place I could find a snack to stay alive. And so, but my hope was that when I got there, the teachers would give me the snack and let me go free. But no.
Didn't work.
Huh? They took me hostage into school. And they would teach you for some time and give you a little snack. And if you wanted lunch, you got sentenced to many more hours in class. And after that, they gave you a lunch. And, you know, as they kept fixing those little snacks and lunches, I kept going to the school. And that's why today I'm happy to be sitting here and holding a master's in public administration. And now I'm working for Catholic Relief Services in Ghana. My job now is to trick children to go to school, the same little snack. And so I tell people the power of just a little snack to a hungry child in the village. You know, there are huge problems in the world, so big problems. And so sometimes they can be overwhelming and paralyzing, and, you know, the tendency is like resign to faith, do nothing. But I'm saying that sometimes in the midst of all those huge problems, just a little kindness, as little as just that little snack, can make a great difference in life. And so my travel across the country is actually to say thank you to the American people. Thank you for the gift of Catholic Relief Services. Thank you for the gift of a snack that changed my life. Today I'm sitting here married with 4 children, and my children are in school and doing very well in school. And whether there is a snack in that school or not, they have to be there. The reason being, today I can provide a snack. Today I can provide 3 meals for those kids to stay in school. And more importantly, they have to be in school because today I now know the value of education and the importance of education, that education is simply liberation from everything. And so I thank people for that little snack that sent me to school. It makes a lot of difference. And I speak on behalf of millions of other children and other people around the world who are not here, but their lives have been touched and changed because of the work of Catholic Relief Services.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning my guest is Thomas Awiapo. Yeah. Make sure I pronounce that correctly.
Yes.
And Thomas is from Ghana in Africa, and we're talking about his story and the work of Catholic Relief. Thomas, you said when you first were tricked into going to school, you weren't Catholic. When did you become a Catholic? As you got older, into teenage years, or when you were an adult?
Well, I think as I got older, a teenager, and the other story of my life is that a Catholic priest came into my life, and it's that priest who sent me to Catholic school, paid for my way to stay in Catholic school. And as I stayed in Catholic school and enjoyed Catholic education, naturally, I got catechized, loved it, and eventually got baptized. You know, I think, you know, before that, I was not Catholic, and I didn't know a lot about Catholic or Christianity. But as I became Catholic, man, there were moments in my life when I used to be angry with God sometimes. And I'm like, God, why me? Why this? Why that? But later on, my faith joining, becoming Catholic, helped me so much to understand more and more that God loved me. And even though I didn't have parents, and I used to think God took away my parents, but I came to understand God didn't take away my parents. They died of natural causes, and I'm sure when I cried for parents, God cried with me. And though I didn't have parents, but in place of my parents, God put into my life wonderful people, great people, people of goodwill, who touched my life and changed my life in a way that my parents could never have imagined. So, I mean, and yes, there were crooked lines in my life, but I think God was so powerful. he was able to ride straight on those crooked lines in my life. And I see my life as God's providence, and that keeps me going, and that influences what I do and how I live my life in this world.
You mentioned the hardships, terrible hardships that you've endured in Ghana, and also some of the bright spots, like having the moon, but how have things changed? Are things better in Ghana now than when you were a child, or are they the same or worse?
Oh, Ghana has changed a lot over the years. First of all, I have to say Ghana is a great country. I loved it. It's a peaceful country. That's the first thing. Ghana, I mean, most of the difficulties in Africa, it's issue of conflict that kind of undermines all development work and growth and progress. But for many years now, Ghana has been a country that has enjoyed peaceful, stable country, a democracy that is growing and thriving well. And with that, government structures, kind of systems working well, and more children in school, lots of water and sanitation programs, ensuring cleaner water, lots of boreholes, having a lot of agriculture activities. CRS is supporting production of food and health programs. So life has improved and life is better. But having said that, it's still a lot more. Mm-hmm. And as I speak, I'm not just speaking on behalf of Ghana. I'm just coming from Haiti. I've been to other countries where CRS is working, and there's so much more people in need of many of these things. So I speak from Ghana, but I know that there are still many more. CRS works in 100 countries, and there are countries that the need is so much and so much. There's so much hope around.
Yeah. CRS stands for Catholic Relief Services, and in case our listeners aren't familiar with it, it's the international relief organization that was started by the bishops of the United States. So it's really it's the Catholics of the United States reaching out to the poor of the world, and you're a great example of that. How can the average person in America or the average Catholic in the pew, how can we help with CRS's mission?
Well, one of the things that I know that Catholic Relief Services has helped a lot in the American Catholic community, has helped a lot with the work of Catholic Relief Services overseas, is especially Operation Rice Bowl. You know, they call it Operation Rice Bowl, but for me, I usually refer to it as the gospel of love. Because I remember last year, just from the Operation Rice Bowl, little collections, the change and nickels and dimes that people put in that little box across the country in schools and parishes, Catholic Relief Services raised over $9 million from those little boxes.
Wow.
And the question is, what happened to all that money? And that's a genuine question. And I sit here as the human face of that money, a real perfect incarnation of what happens to all that money. Because it's out of this Rice Bowl, Operation Rice Bowl, that CRS provides this food, school feeding programs in all the village schools, where they are able to provide that little snack, that hot lunch, for children who walk like 5 miles to school every day with an empty stomach, very hungry. And coming to school and knowing that through Operation Rice Bowl, CRS will be able to provide a little snack in the school for them to eat and be satisfied and sit in class and learn. And then at the end of the school day, CRS will provide a hot lunch for them to eat and go home. It's such a priceless gift to them. It is that Rice Bowl that provided a little snack that changed my life. And it's still that Rice Bowl that continues to provide snacks across the world in little villages where children have a hard time just finding 1 meal a day, putting a lot of smiles and joy on the faces of many people around the world. You know, just imagine sometimes kids put a dollar in that little box and they think that's nothing, that's my change. Mm-hmm. But that $1 can provide such a decent snack for over 5 kids.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of difference. So I really want to thank people for participating in Operation Rice Bowl. It is the best, a wonderful way of being in solidarity with the rest of the world and most of the children who are struggling around the world to go to school, to have clean water, to have education mm-hmm. to be able to improve their empower themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Operation Rice Bowl is an effort that takes place this time of year during Lent. And if our listeners want more information about that, they can inquire at their parish, or they could probably go on the internet.
Our website is crs.org. Mm-hmm. And you can download all the information and actually order all the materials you need from CRS necessary for Operation Rice Bowl during Lent. And it's all free, and it will be shipped to you as soon as you order.
Great. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, Thomas, we're out of time. I wish we could go on and keep talking. Your story is fascinating. Thank you for sharing it with us today, and God continue to bless your work with CRS.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thanks to everybody for all that you do for us.